What's up, campers? Welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Trails. This episode, we don't have Aditya here, sadly. But, or maybe great. But we went out in the field to get some of these interviews. So, AJ, if you will.
Yeah, we did. We went out. We'll talk about how the day was later. But we went to a state park close by. Talked to some people. They were out and about walking. There's a lot of people walking their dogs and everything. So, let's get right into our first episode. Our first interview. Yeah. So, here it is. Hello, everybody. We are here at Ashland State Park, and we're asking a couple questions. So, what is your name?
Shreya.
Hi, thank you for joining us for a couple questions. So, our first question for you today is, why are you outdoors right now walking?
Well, it's a really nice day out and it's really pretty here. The leaves are changing colors.
Yes, it is very nice out here. All the foliage in the fall. So, talking about the nice foliage and everything, what is your favorite season?
Probably winter. I'm a big skier. All
right. I've never been skiing before, but I hear it's fun. So,
have you ever been camping before? Have you ever gone camping?
No, I have not gone camping yet.
Okay.
Is that something that you want to try?
Absolutely.
All right.
Do you know what glamping is? Glamping.
Yeah. I don't want to do that though.
So you go for the rough it kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. One of our other friends, who's not here today in the podcast, he's completely against camping. That's like his number one enemy, so he'll be happy to hear that you don't like glamping either. So you're out walking today. What is the number one thing you bring when you go walking or hiking or anything?
I'd say water. I don't have water with me, but yeah, water.
All right, cool.
Would you say that's the worst thing you forgot ever?
Water.
You can never go wrong with water.
What do you think the worst thing Andrew ever forgot?
Yeah, what do you think is the worst thing I've ever forgotten?
Your phone.
That's true. Andrew, we went down to West Virginia for like a week or 2 weeks, and he forgot his phone.
And that was the one thing you're supposed to bring.
So we always...
that's the only way you stay in contact with everyone else.
Yeah.
So I forgot it.
Yep. So, do you ever bring like snacks and stuff when you go out walking?
Yes, Cliff bars all the way, chocolate mint Cliff bars. All
right, I got a Cliff bar with me right now, so
I'm
with you on that Cliff bar thing. All right, Andrew, do you have any other questions?
I really got nothing else. I guess, what do you think of like girls being in Boy Scouts? Like,
I was never a Girl Scout, so I don't really have an opinion on it.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Well, thank you for taking your time.
Do you have any shout-outs? Anyone you want to shout-out for the podcast?
Not really.
Okay. No. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right. So that was our first interview.
It was pretty good.
We were kind of rusty, you know, and kind of scared, you know, as the first one. But
yeah. First human interaction.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was good. She gave us some good answers.
Mm-hmm. Although I feel like I was like, oh my god, this is a dumb question. Like, oh
no, she got Andrew's phone right on.
Yeah, she knew it.
You know, just looking at Andrew, you could tell.
Yeah, you might have heard the conversations of like other people going by because we were on like the main trail and other people were walking by, as well as a strong gust of wind and occasionally blowing over, like with the popping noising.
But yeah, the wind was horrible, but we did our best to capture the audio.
Yeah.
And also, for just a heads up, we were wearing masks the whole time. So for those who are concerned about safety and everything, we are wearing masks and being considerate of safety and everything.
All right. Should we get into the next one? Or?
So our next one, it was a nice lady. And just walking her dog. So let's get right into it.
So why are you outdoors today?
Because this is where I get my peace, my relaxation.
Really peace.
Get centered and grounded.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
forgot. Do you like want to share your name for the podcast or?
My name's Eileen.
Eileen, okay. Thanks for doing this today, Eileen.
You're welcome.
So that's your peace and like your calmness.
Yep. All right. I call this place my Prozac without the pill. All
right. What's your favorite season to go out walking here?
Oh, that's hard to answer. I love every season, but I think the fall is one of the best because it's nice and cool and crisp, and that gives me a lot of energy. And the leaves changing are so beautiful.
Yeah. Have you ever gone camping before?
Yes.
You have. Okay. Do you want to share any stories about camping or?
Well, it's not fun when the tent leaks in the rain. Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. I've done it a few times. I've done it real roughing it. No bathrooms, just out in the woods. And I've done it at a campsite where there's bathroom showers and the whole.
But. Yeah. We like to call that glamping, right? Well, we have another member of our podcast who's not here today. He hates glamping, which is glamour camping kind of thing. You know, all the amenities of your house. He's entirely against that. So I don't know if you've ever done that kind of glamping before.
Well, I've heard of glamping as being a little more high scale than some of the places I've been to. So I did mine was a little, but it had the amenities. And then I had some property years ago that my family used to own in upstate New York where I literally took a four-wheel drive truck and went down by the riverbed and listened to the beavers all night long cutting down trees.
So why do you think a lot of people don't go outside and do stuff?
I think people sometimes take nature for granted, take our planet for granted. They get too busy. They don't realize what the great outdoors can really give them as far as that mental health and physical health. And, you know, this is one of my favorite places because I know people and dogs here, and they're my favorite people to be around.
Yeah.
The ones who love dogs and nature.
Yep. All right. Andrew, do you have anything else?
I don't really know what else to say. Besides, I don't know, worst thing you ever forgot on a camping trip or on a hike?
Camping trips usually have been pretty well situated. I can't remember anything other than, you know, when it rained and our tent was leaking, we're wishing we had some extra tarps along the way. On a hike, I always make sure I have bag waters, extra layers of clothes, things like that. So,
you're more prepared than me.
Yeah, the majority of the time I'm coming out. You know, the worst might have been is if I forgot during the winter time those little things you put on the bottom of here to prevent for the ice.
Oh yeah.
You know, if I don't remember to pack those in and it's really icy.
Especially over here. It gets
fairly rugged. So that's the worst thing I think that I've forgotten is when things are iced over and I didn't have those little grips to put on the bottom of my shoe.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate your great answers. And have a good rest of your walk and hike and everything.
Thank you. Well, enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. Oh. All right. So that was our interview with Eileen.
Oh, man. The wind in that one. Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Sorry for everyone. Listen to that.
Yeah. The wind was bad. I think this is the worst one for wind. And I didn't know, kind of in the middle there, it got really bad. And you might not have been able to hear her great answer about why people don't necessarily go outside, and we talked about this in Andrew's hot take of like what's the biggest enemy of camping.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, people take for granted the outdoors, and I completely agree with her. People just sit in their house, you know. The only time they really get close with nature is just looking out the window instead of going out of the house and experiencing it for themselves.
Yeah, I like this question a lot when I was asking the people because it was a very almost like unanimous answer, but like they all have their different version of this kind of answer, which is kind of nice. Similar to our different definitions of camping, but more vague, right?
Yep. And we asked the same question or similar question in our next interview coming up. We can transition into that one. It was a couple and they were walking their two dogs. I don't know what kind of dogs they were.
I think they were those black labs.
I think so too. So they were really nice as well. So let's hop right into this next one.
So we are here with another guest to interview. May I ask your names?
Keith Bangert. Candace Banger.
All right, and thank you for letting us stop you and ask a couple questions. So our first question for you guys is, why are you outside and outdoors hiking right now?
Because it's a beautiful day. Yep. We have time.
Yep. That's a good enough reason as any.
Yes.
And I know you guys have time. You said you guys had time and all that stuff. What do you think is the number one factor of people not going outdoors and utilizing the great stuff we have out here?
I really have no idea. We get out as much as we can, so it's hard for us to imagine that people don't get out and do that. I think people do get distracted by what's in their living room, whether that's streaming or Netflix or video games or any of that, but we have dogs, so we get out every day because they make us.
Yeah. I know with us, we're Boy Scouts here in Ashland, and I know every month we have a camp out planned. So it's good to just have a good schedule. No, I'm going out and I'm camping. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's good.
What's your like favorite season to go out hiking or walking or just be out there outside?
Really any time except for winter.
Yeah.
We still do it in the winter, but it's not the most pleasurable.
I think I agree. We like all the seasons. It's really more about how miserable it is outside.
Yeah.
I think early spring is the worst when it's kind of cold and wet all the
lots
time.
Of rain,
and there's
lots
slush.
Of
it's hard to get outside. But otherwise, it's any time.
Yeah, talking about the weather here in New England, it was raining this morning, and now it's a really nice day.
Yeah.
Have you ever been camping before?
Yes.
So what was that like?
Many, many years ago.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of planning and equipment. Yep. And we went camping in probably 92. We went cross country camping to Glacier National Park and back.
Nice.
Yep.
Campgrounds of America along the way.
Yeah, we've been up to Acadia, up in Maine.
But it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like you went to a lot of good places though, the glaciers and all that.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
It
was great to find a hotel on the way back.
Yeah, so I see you're wearing a backpack. What is your like most important thing you bring when you go out hiking or walking the dogs?
Water for the dogs.
Yeah.
A bowl for the dogs.
Plastic bags.
Plastic bags for the dogs.
Those are good. Yeah. And do you have any good snacks that you could recommend when you go out, or do you bring any at all?
We don't take snacks usually.
Not lately, because we do shorter stints.
All right.
So, have any of you been part of like the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts, or one of those organizations?
We thought the same thing. It opens a lot of opportunities for everybody.
Absolutely.
So we like that.
Broadening the appeal in the base will help out the Boy Scouts maintain
it.
You know, maintain its resources in the long term.
Yep. And do you have any hot takes?
I don't really have any hot takes things for this, but I mean, we already mentioned that one. I got nothing.
You guys,
what's the worst thing you forgot? Because we already covered that.
Yeah. Do you guys want to give a shout out to anybody?
No, good luck to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can grow your base a little bit and continue good work. I think it's a great place for young men and hopefully young women.
Yeah.
Yep. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good time.
Have a good day.
Okay. Well, the wind really came in after the Boy Scout and Girl Scout question came in.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't want us to answer.
Yeah. Well, to put the answer simply, one of them was a part of Girl Scout a long time ago. Another one wasn't a scout. The guy was a Cub Scout, but we never got to never became a scout. And they both support the idea of girls being part of Boy Scouts. and the changes that that come with it.
Yep.
I think that was the only.
I'm just gonna say it. His voice was kind of soothing, to be honest. All right. Somebody had to say it. You know.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I don't think the wind helped that much on a little conversation there.
Yeah, and I was trying to make sure recording it on my phone in voice memos, and I was just trying to move my phone around to everybody, so hopefully they could get the microphone could pick it up as much as possible, and then the wind just was whipping, so
yep.
that didn't help.
I don't think there's anything else I want to say about this conversation besides the fact that most of these conversations are AJ led because I'm the guy who just went up to them. Hey guys, do you mind if we ask you a few questions?
And then yeah, Andrew is the brave one going up and asking people if we could interview them. Yeah.
And then like AJ was just like, all right, AJ, hey, what are the questions? I'm just gonna stand here and say yep, laugh and agree.
Yep.
But I think we'll put on the next one.
All right. So our next one. We interviewed a nice gentleman. He was a very outdoorsy person. So let's go to that one.
So we're here. We have another guest to interview. What is your name?
Abhaya Astana.
All right. Thank you for doing this. And nice to meet you. So our first question for you today is, why are you outdoors?
Oh, I love outdoors. I love to be with nature.
Yep, so do we.
Then our second question is, what is your favorite season in the to go outside?
What's the first season?
What's your favorite season to be out here?
Oh, mostly summer and spring, but I go outdoors throughout the year, so.
Yep. Have you ever been camping before?
Oh, have I been camping? I've been to camping in every national forest in the country.
Really?
Wow.
Traveling with my kids, yeah.
That's great.
That's cool.
We just went to Acadia Acadia. 2 weeks ago.
How did you like that?
It's beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. What was your favorite part of that trip?
The Acadia National Park, of course. The Cadillac Mountain. Yeah.
Yep.
The
mountain, okay.
All right.
I mean, that was when you get the panoramic view.
Yep.
Nice. Why do you think people don't get to go outside as much as anymore? As much as I'm trying to. You want to rephrase the question, AJ?
Yes. So a lot of people. Yeah.
I get the question. Okay.
Okay.
Why do people not go outside as much as they used to? Right.
Yeah. Yep.
With nature, it's very sad. I work with Bell Laboratories. I develop these technologies, but unfortunately. These technologies, like the handheld device, your video games, your social media, you name it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody is so glued to that. All the kids like you who should be outside, they are all sitting over there in their virtual world, touring the whole world, whole planet, So, very unfortunate,
Yeah.
That's not what Mother Nature wanted us to be. We are part of Mother Nature. We need to be with Mother Nature, right?
Yeah.
And not sit on our couches.
Yeah, and waste away, right?
And waste away, exactly. Yeah.
And when people aren't going outside, maybe because they don't have a place to go, we are in this nice state park. How do you think this state park is important to the community, just being here a place for people to go out?
Yeah, see, that's what's great about this country. I've lived West Coast, East Coast, every place, every town in this country has some place where the community can go, right? Whether they go in groups, whether they go individually, it's a beautiful place. I mean, this lake is a beautiful place. You just come here, you can be by yourself, you can be with your family, and you get to be with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then that's what I like about this country, right? I mean, it's not just Grand Canyon and Yellowstone and places like that or Acadia, right? I mean, it's every little town has some place where people can go, and the country has preserved it very well.
Thank you.
I really applaud them for that.
What is your favorite food to eat when you're on a camping
trip? when I'm on a, yeah, a camping
trip?
A
hike
trip?
Or a camping trip or whatever. Yeah.
You know, it varies, right? So, of course, lunch, we always have sandwiches,
mm-hmm. yep.
right? Veggie burgers or something like yeah. that. But at night, we take our stove and everything, so we cook some sort of an Indian meal.
Yep.
And
I guess, what would be the worst thing you could forget on a camping trip or on a hike?
That I would like to forget?
No, what would be the worst thing to forget if you were going to go on a trip?
Oh.
Of some sort.
The worst thing to forget would be not to carry my torchlight.
I guess. Yeah. I think that was one of our answers. Yeah, light.
Yeah. I said a water bottle.
That too, actually. Yep. That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything else, Andrew?
Not really. I mean, you kind of talked a lot about, like, how, like, nature's kind of important, like, and how it's, like, a spiritual importance to, like, everyone's, like, mental well-being and all that.
No? All right. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody who's listening?
Be with nature.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Have a good day.
Probably one of the greatest shout-outs.
Yeah.
Ever,
oh, my
right?
God.
Just be with nature, right? You can't go wrong if you just go out in nature.
Definitely.
You can't do anything wrong. You're just going out there and take everything mm-hmm. in.
He had a lot to say, and I don't know. He's a really interesting person.
Yeah, he had a lot of great experiences, and he was able to, share it and give us some wisdom about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that we were jumping around.
Yeah, yeah, we were.
We were like, so how does this affect the community? And then our next one was like,
yeah, what's your
favorite
food?
Yeah. And then what's the worst thing to forget?
Like, seriously, yeah. We didn't have much of a schedule here, like our system. We were just like, all right, let's ask questions and let's get this done with.
Yeah. We had a piece of paper with a bunch of questions.
And like I didn't even look at it. I'm like, these are all bad questions.
Everything was going so quick. I just like didn't actually read what was on the paper mm-hmm. and you know, but those are the two questions, like the why don't people go outside, as well as like how does this affect the community? Those two are just some great questions.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and we got some really good answers.
And also, I'm over here just like laughing of like after every answer because I don't know what's so funny, but I'm just laughing. It's probably more of a nervous laughter than anything else.
Yep, he just trying to fill the airtime.
Yeah.
Make it less awkward.
We
got a couple more interviews left, but we're going to go to a quick ad. So stay tuned for more interviews. We are back from our ad. Let's get into a couple more interviews. And after the interviews, we're going to tell you how the actual day was and our experience, because we're selfish and we're going to give you our experiences. So let's get into these interviews. So, our next one,
all right.
This person that we interviewed wanted to stay anonymous. So we're going to respect that wish. So here we are with that interview.
We are here with another guest. Thank you for doing this recording with us. So our first question, we don't really be, why are you outdoors? It looks like you're fishing. So I could ask you, what do you like most about fishing?
I just enjoy being outside with the beautiful colors around, the nice weather, and just being out away from video games and things like that, which we brought with us, but yeah.
All right.
Well, since we're on the topic of video games, why do you think not a lot of people come outside anymore?
I think it's just too much entertainment at home with TVs, video games. Everybody's plugged in. Nobody wants to be outdoors. So we try to come out here at least a couple times a week just to get away from all that. It's just too much.
That's good. All right. Have you ever gone camping before?
I have, but not for a long time.
All right. Do you like camping, or did you not go? Have you not been camping because it wasn't favorable?
I would do it again, depending on what you mean by camping. With like a tent, maybe not, but with a trailer or something like that, potentially I would do camping.
So would you like glamping, kind of like glamour camping, that kind of thing?
Probably, yeah. Right. A little bit better. Yeah, I would definitely glamping.
Well, one of our members isn't quite a fan of glamping because he thinks it's like way too easy and camping has to be a challenge. So I guess it's another person who likes, who prefer glamping.
So what do you think is the most important tool when you're fishing, other than the fishing rod?
Just doing it before and understanding from experience when and where the best opportunities are. And, you know, a lot of times we'll come out and we'll see people not catching anything and we'll be catching something because you're just doing something wrong or hadn't learned. But usually, you know, if you adjust the rod, we're out here for trout today, so if you make the right adjustments to your rod and everything like that and use the right bait, you should be able to get something.
Have you caught anything today so far?
It's been a little bit harder with all the weeds out here, but it's much earlier. We do a lot better in the spring.
All right.
All right. I don't have any other questions, but hope you catch something.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, and thank you for giving us your time today.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, that was our shortest interview, but I honestly think he gave one of the greatest answers when we asked him what is his the best tool is, and he's just like, your knowledge. Right? That's so important, whether it be you know how to fish or you understand the trails and the weather of where you're going camping and just having that basic knowledge of just so you know what you're doing. You have that experience and it's safer and it's more fun.
Just don't underestimate skill and like knowledge of certain things. Like if you're going in there with nothing, you're going to like not succeed, but if you go in there with some amount of knowledge, you're gonna do better than with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you can give somebody an axe, they might eventually figure out how to use it, but if you teach them how to use the axe, it's gonna like, and they know how to use it, it's gonna be a lot more effective. So yeah,
that would be a
good answer.
So it's the last one, or
our last one. Yep. I hope the audio is good enough. So let's try this one out. Here we go.
So we're back with another guest to interview. May I ask what your name is?
I guess it's Sunday.
Sunday. All right. Nice to meet you. So our first question for you is, why are you outdoors today?
Hiking with my dog.
So would you like hiking with your dog over just walking out over on the streets and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yep.
My dog loves it.
Yep.
What's your favorite season? Because right now it's fall.
This season.
You like fall, okay.
It's gorgeous.
Yep. We were just taking some pictures too because foliage is so nice right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is my first fall in Massachusetts, so.
First fall, okay.
Well, yeah. Good luck on your first winter in Massachusetts.
Fair enough.
Yep. So, have you been camping before?
Yes, I have, but I don't go camping often.
Okay. What do you like about camping?
Not a big camper, but I guess the food by the fire.
Yep. That's good. So what are some things that you don't like about the camping?
The bugs.
But yeah, that's a big one.
Mosquitoes.
The biggest enemy of camping.
Yeah. Andrew?
Let's see what else. I really don't know how to hold, nothing's coming to mind right now.
No?
All right. Cheers.
Do you like any hiking snacks or anything?
I do. I like trail mix.
Trail mix?
Yeah.
What's your favorite mixture for the trail mix?
Homemade.
Homemade?
Yeah. Some dried cranberries and cashews and almonds. Yeah. It's really good. And healthier.
Yeah. That sounds really good. I could go for some trail mix right now. So I know you just said it's your first fall. How are you liking the parks and everything in to walk?
I really like all of the parks. I come here quite a bit. I also go to Callahan.
That's a good one, yeah.
There's also the Ashland Town Forest that I hike, so I go to quite a bit of the parks here.
What do you think these parks being in our communities, how does that help our community?
One, especially with what happened with COVID, it gave a place for people to go and relax. Like those were very stressful times at the start of March. Mm-hmm. And I think it gave people an outlet that was healthy. Mm-hmm. And I I think they're beautiful too, so it's kind of zen here.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of responses that like the outdoors is a very like calming and zenning place, so I'm assuming you agree with that statement as well.
Yes. Okay. Hands down.
Yep. All right. I think that's it for right now. Thank you so much for taking your time to do this.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Me too.
I liked her answer at the end about how it's helping the community, especially in our current times of COVID. I used the forest and everything when we were in the original lockdown and quarantine and everything. And it was just nice, you know, you get outside, you get a break from sitting in your room and going on online school
all the
and everything.
Screens these days, yeah.
Exactly. And I know some doctors like, you should only have 2 hours of screen time every day.
Schools be like, here, have six.
tell that to school, you know, all the homework and all the online class. And it's good to just get a break and rest your eyes and breathe in some good fresh air. It's good.
Yeah. Right. We're going to be talking about our walk and our interviews that AJ did most of talking in. As stated early on, as you could probably easily tell by his voice, I was in the background laughing half the time because I don't want things to be awkward. And I think that's my go-to things when things are awkward. I just laugh.
For any listeners out there, can somebody take a clip of Andrew's laughter and send it to me so I can make that my ringtone?
There you go. Right there. Right
that
there.
One. Just that laugh. All right. Yeah. So, I'll tell you about our day.
Yeah. So
we were planning this. I'm like, all right, Andrew, I'm going to pick you up at your house 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Look at the radar. Like, it's supposed to rain until like 11 o'clock. So I picked him up, cause I can drive and he can't.
Sadly.
Cause he doesn't know how to turn a blink. He doesn't know how to put a blinker on. But...
really making that public now, huh?
Yeah. And then, we went to the Aspen State Park. Second time I've been there. First time was helping at an Eagle Project a week ago. But it's really nice, you know. Go check out our Instagram at Trails Podcast.
See all the pictures of AJ. I was the one behind the camera.
No. Yeah, I took a picture of like the cool foliage and everything. So we put that up there if you want to see it. It was a good and bad day because like it was sunny, but it was still kind of crisp, cold, and it was very windy, which didn't help our audio.
There were a lot of amount of people. There was a lot of people walking their dogs and all that. And some people didn't even want to be recorded. So they were fine with the questions, but they just didn't want to be recorded, which is so it's fine.
Yeah, we respect all that. You know, we really appreciate the people who did take their time out of their walk and everything to be in this, and we thank them a lot. And they're pretty brave, you know, just to be on here. So, yeah.
I mean, we got a little system where I just walk up, say, hey, do you want to be in an interview? AJ's like, yeah. Then AJ explained, like, oh, yeah, we're just going to record the audio and ask you a few questions. And it was a good system. But
the 1-2
like,
punch.
Once we got to the questions, it's the Jenga thing fell apart. Our system.
Yeah, once we... They're all fine with getting interviewed, and then once we're like, oh, can we, like, record your audio of everything?
They're a bit iffy,
Yeah, they're like, well, I prefer not, and we're like, that's totally fine. Have a good day, the rest of your hike and everything. So, you know, we're just trying to be as friendly as possible. Definitely. So, yeah. Andrew, I don't know if you have anything else to say.
Well, let's see here. We almost got lost. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we were walking, and Andrew's like, "Oh, there's an opening."
No, I didn't say there was an opening. I just said there were. I just said there was like an area. It was like a shrine for I guess to say deceased dogs. Like, that's what I was thinking.
So, Andrew's like, "There's a dog cemetery," but I didn't hear that part. And then we keep walking, and
I'm like, "There's no opening."
We get there, I'm like, "Andrew, we've gone pretty far."
I mean. Let's turn back. If you keep going that direction, you're gonna end back to the other side. It's a big loop. Yeah, I thought that you were gonna do that. Go the entire loop around, which I've done that.
Also, previously stated, it's the second time I've ever been there.
That's true.
So,
and it, Yeah, I don't think the train's that good anyways.
And Andrew was speaking with authority.
So I'm fine with going this direction. And like, and Andrew's like, yeah, I think we should turn around. I'm like, all right.
And Andrew's gotten lost so many times. It's like, another one doesn't hurt.
It's good. It's good to get lost. It's fun. It's great. It's a good laugh.
It is.
Our last record awkward because like the person we were like about to record was like AJ was like don't interview her, and I'm just like and then we're like
and then I was like maybe not because she was just minding her own business, so I didn't want to
we're just like following her too people.
And then we went down the same trail, so we're like we're following her, might as well ask her, it was kind of awkward, so, I'm glad we did. We got some good answers.
Well, a good amount of people out. I mean, I was quite surprised about how many people were out on the roads.
Especially after the day started off with rain. You wouldn't expect it, but, people go out there. They live in that town. It's pretty close. You know what? Why not? If you got a dog, you got to go.
Not everyone had dogs with them. So. Some of them had little ones, little kids running around.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. There's some families. All right, so our corny outro. It's time to hike back to the car and head home. So we're going to have to end this episode. Go follow us. Our Instagram and Twitter, Trails Podcast. We got our website, www.trailspodcast.com. We have updates, our bios and everything. If you want to know who we are, maybe stalk us or something. You could be monthly supporters. Woohoo! And you could donate like $1, $5, or $10 a month, and just be like, you guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Feel free to gift. Feel free to leave a comment or a suggestion on what we should do next, because we're running out of ideas.
Yeah, if you on our website, there's should be a spot to send us a message, and you can do an audio message, or you can DM us something. So definitely do that, and we will see you next Sunday on Tales of the Trails. Peace.